the Tasmanian education system has among the lowest retention rates in Australia. Fact, we know about it, we talk about it all the time. But why? There is the $64,000 question. Actually, it's a much more expensive question than that. But fortunately, some funding has been put towards finding out exactly what's going on. So we've got with us this morning the Dean of the Faculty of Education, Professor Ian Hay. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning.
Could you please outline the research that's being done at the moment to answer that question?
It's at a number of levels. We're looking at trying to identify best practice in terms of what schools are doing to encourage retention. And we're also looking at some of the underlying factors that might be there. So we're involved with a study asking students, and we're also talking to teachers and parents. It's also a longitudinal study, so we're looking at what attitudes are here today and how that might change over time, and also to see whether or not some of the practices that are being introduced are in fact going to make a difference.
Has there been previous research on this topic?
Yes, there has. It's been an issue of concern across Australia for a number of years. We're interested in the fact that boys have lower retention rates than girls. We also know that there is a rural factor in this as well. So you generally tend to find that both boys and rural factors tend to increase it. And of course, there's always an SES factor. That's children who or students who come from lower SES or poorer families are more likely to leave school earlier.
So why do we need this new research? If we've already had research done, why hasn't that had an impact?
Well, I think often things change. And the other thing too, sometimes the strategies change. Tasmania is influenced by its history and also by its geography and also by the economics of the state. And we're particularly interested in the idea that as new technology rolls out, there might be new strategies that might be able to be included. We're also aware that increasingly the marketplace has changed. I mean, even 10, 15, 20 years ago, someone leaving school may have found a job. We now know that the marketplace is much more competitive. We also know that the skill set required to be a modern person now is actually increasing. The level of literacy, the level of knowledge you need is actually becoming higher. The need for education is actually increasing, not decreasing with technology.
Hmm. You mentioned this is a longitudinal study. What are we learning about when the kids are actually making their decision to not stay on past the end of year 10?
Well, we originally thought we would deal with students who were sort of grade 8, 9, 10, but we realised that a lot of the attitudes that we were seeing were fixed earlier than we anticipated. So we then decided to look at the students in grade 5. And what we think a reason why grade 5 is an interesting period is that it's the first time they start to think about a transition. So they start to think about transitioning out of primary school into secondary school. And all the thinking about transition starts to come into play about leaving their friends, doing other things. And also, it's around the stage in terms of students' development that around 10-year-old, they start to develop a much higher level thinking skill in terms of being able to plan better towards the future. So we actually believe that around grade 5 is actually starting to become a critical period in terms of individuals starting to do long-term planning as to who they are. So in some ways, it's linked to a much stronger sense of self-concept, and self-concept tends to kick in stronger around that period.
Do you think our education policy to date has been adequately based on what research has been telling us in the past?
Well, education research evolves. Our knowledge of how the brain works, how decision-making process works, becomes clearer over time. We also know that the environment changes, the world of technology changes, Tasmania and how its economy works. So the reality is we've known the research, but it's the research in education research, like research in terms of other areas is influenced by new knowledge, and particularly new knowledge about how people form decision-making and how decision-making is much more complex. It involves peers and family and previous attitudes, and changing attitudes can sometimes be very time-consuming and takes a period of time to form.
You're in the throes of this research at the moment, leading your team. When can we expect the report by?
Well, it's a report that we're dealing with. Because it's a longitudinal study, we're obviously publishing as we go along. Because it's a partnership with the department, we are, as we work with the department and as the department make changes, we also follow those changes. So it's an iterative process. So it's not a final product. We're already producing research papers on it. We're publishing at international conferences and conferences on our research. There is interest in terms of the research because retention rates in rural Australia are a concern not only to Tasmania, but it's also a concern to the rest of Australia. And the whole issue about boys and is also a concern in terms of the need to have students come out of an education system that are ready for a modern world.
Professor Ian Hay, Dean of the Faculty of Education at UTAS, thank you very much for your time this morning and telling us about the current research projects.
Thank you.